CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What's the matter, dear?
Look at this bill from the department store. Just look at this.
Goodness, Peg, they didn't add it up right.
And what is this?
Pete
says, bill for $26.75 from the Rose Hill Florist Shop.
What? Florist? I didn't buy any flowers.
Here's the bill. It's made out to you. Wait a minute. For flowers apparently purchased in May. Last May? Well, they're crazy. Why would they ever... And why would you ever spend that much for flowers?
Wait a minute, last May, those are the flowers for the annual spring luncheon party for the women's club. But I paid it. I'm the treasurer, and I pay all the bills. I remember distinctly that I paid it.
Yeah, well, according to the Rose Hill Florist Shop, you didn't pay it. Why are they sending you a bill now? That's 5 months ago.
I remember distinctly writing the check for $26.75.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I did. I remember writing it.
All right. Let's find the canceled check, then. It'll be in the ones for June.
Dear, don't bother. I know I wrote a check for those flowers. It's all right.
Darling, it isn't all right. We just got a bill for it. Where are the canceled checks?
I suppose they're in the file.
All right, where's the file?
I think it's in the closet shelf, but that's the sort of thing that should be kept in your den so that we can get at it easily. But I don't know why you bother looking it up. I know I wrote a check. I remember distinctly writing $26.75, you know?
Darling, it was 5 months ago.
I can't help it. I remember writing it because I started to write Rosebud Florist Shop instead of Rose Hill Florist Shop, and I had to tear it up and start over.
Yeah, well, I don't see any file on this closet shelf at all.
Well, let it go. Honestly, I get so infuriated at stores that send you bills months later.
Oh, yeah, it's just maddening the way they want to be paid.
I know, I paid them.
All right, then let's get busy and find the canceled check. Oh, here it is.
The canceled check?
Oh, no, the file. The file was in the cupboard underneath the stairway.
Oh, yes, that's right.
All right, come on. You better help me look, since your filing system is complicated enough to be used by the Secret Service.
Well, honey, I've got to fix the hem in this dress of Betsy's. I have to wear it to school tomorrow. You just ask me what you want to know.
Well, all right. For example, there is nothing here that says bank statement or canceled checks. Now, what do you have canceled checks filed under, honey? Entertainment, miscellaneous, Switzerland.
Oh, every time I see an interesting travel article, I cut it out and
all right, okay, honey, canceled check, bank statement.
Look under June.
All right. Here we are. Under June, there are no bank statements. Only one small piece of paper which reads, turn west on Route 40 and go about 3 miles until you see a darling red house with white shutters.
Oh, that's how you get to the Richardsons, June Richardson. You can throw that out there. They moved back to Dallas. No, let me think. Bank statements. Look under Mr. Miller.
Mr. Miller, uh-huh.
Yes, isn't there a label that says Mr. Miller in that file?
Who is Mr. Miller?
The man at the bank. The cashier.
Oh, well, I didn't know his name.
Miller.
Yeah.
Right there on that little sign that says next window, please. But when the sign is turned around, it has the name of the cashier. Didn't you know that?
Well, I don't know whether I did or not.
Mr. Miller is the one who looks sort of like a bird dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
is that Mr. Miller?
Yeah.
Is his name Miller?
Yeah.
I know the one you mean. Yeah, it looks like. That's right.
Now look for canceled checks under his name.
Darling, why don't you have bank statements under bank statements?
Because then it's under B, and it gets the front part of the file all jammed up. Here, get away. Let me find it, really. Just help us. You never can find anything. Bank statements.
All right, you find
for
it.
For June. Oh, here we are. Oh, that's it. Not in June. Here it is, though. Right here.
Oh. Well, all right. Look for the canceled check, then, from the florist.
I know I wrote it.
Well, look for it, honey. I'll look for your check stubs and see if by some miracle you filled it out. Just what might you have check stubs under?
Things to keep.
Things to keep. All right. Now, let's see.
Funny, it isn't here. There's no canceled check from the florist. I know I made a check out to them.
Now, look.
I know I did.
Dear.
I know. I wrote out the check.
Darling, it doesn't do any good to keep saying you wrote out the check.
Well,
you have
I did.
To prove that you paid it.
Well, I know I did.
Well, honey, I have no faith whatsoever in your system for keeping any kind of record of things. And I'm willing to bet that the florist is absolutely right in this. I mean, we're good customers there. Probably the reason he hasn't sent you a bill before this may have been just goodwill. He hoped you'd pay it before he had to bombard you with reminders that you owed him money.
Nobody is filled with goodwill that sends you a forgotten bill months later. Anyhow, I know I paid it.
Well, we'll have to prove it, that's all. All right, where are your stubs?
I don't know, dear. I know I paid it. Honestly, the nerve. Sending you a bill 5 months after you've thrown the flowers out.
Well, here's some check stubs.
Makes you so mad. I don't believe I'll patronize them again. Getting all mixed up in their bookkeeping. Making us go to all this trouble. Not sending us a bill until now, anyhow. You know, it
well,
just...
he's probably gone over the books for the year and found this unpaid.
Well, I know I paid it.
Oh, honey, honest up, Pete. Look at these chicken scratches. Why don't you fill out your stubs?
Oh, please, dear. Now, let's not go through
well,
all that again.
Well, this is ridiculous.
And listen, don't forget you have to go over and pick up Aunt Effie at her friend Miss Jensen, so keep an eye on the time. 10:30, she said.
Oh, well,
Miss
okay. All right, I've got plenty of time.
Now, Miss Jensen likes to go to bed at 10:30.
All right, I'll
pick
be there.
Pick up Aunt Effie before then.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Now, this is a very good example of why it's important to fill out checks, doesn't it? Now, you have got to prove that you paid the bill, don't you see? And listen to this, would you?
Right.
May 6th. Here, May 6th, you apparently wrote a check in here. This is the notation on your check stub. 4 eggs, separate yolks, and fold in whites.
Oh, well, part of a recipe, I guess. I probably didn't have any other paper in my purse, and I wanted to write it down.
All right. Here's another entry. Just $5.23. Doesn't tell when or what it's for.
You know, now that I think back, those flowers he gave us for the woman's club party weren't quite as fresh as they should have been either. He gave us a lot of larkspur, too, and they dropped all over the table. I mean, they just looked terrible.
What is this? Now, just what is this? Harriet has, but Francis hasn't. Honey, I just don't understand you at all. Now, what does that mean? Would you have any idea Harriet has, but Francis hasn't, on a check stub?
Oh!
What?
Let me think.
Yeah, do, please.
Yes. I was going to write a check for the flowers, and each group was going to pay me... Oh, I remember now. Harriet's group, if that's... Oh, I'll bet Dorothy knows about it, because Nancy wasn't going to pay me. She has the book club group, and I still owed her 75 cents for the winter party. And
now, wait a minute.
Yes. I'm going to call Dorothy.
Darling, how does all this thinking wind up? I mean, was the check sent or not? Was the bill paid? That is the only important thing.
Well, I remember now. You see what happened? We still had some money left in our treasury because the last speaker we had scheduled didn't come. Remember how we were hoping to get that man who had climbed the mountain next to Mount Everest?
Yes,
you remember, dear. There's a lot of publicity. We were so disappointed when he didn't come.
The heck with a mountain climber. What I want to know is...
I'm telling you what you want to know, dear. He never showed up and we had the money left over.
What does that have to do with the florist bill?
It has everything to do with it. Because part of that money was for part of the flowers. Part was cash and part was check.
Honey, did you say you were the treasurer of the woman's club?
Yes, and I just hate it. I hope I don't get reelected.
Well, I don't think you need to worry about that, dear.
Well, nobody wants the job. It's so complicated.
Yeah, I can see. Now, look, a moment ago you suggested calling your friend Dorothy. Now, honey, would she know about the florist bill?
She was with me when I wrote the check.
Call her. Please, by all means, call her. At this point, we can certainly use an eyewitness.
Seems funny to have dial phones in this town. I miss the operator, don't you?
Terribly.
You know what I mean. Hello? Dorothy? Listen, you remember the flowers for the spring luncheon way back in May? Yes. Well, I got a bill for them today, and I know I wrote out a check then. Yes. Well, it just occurred to me. Harriet's group paid me that day, but Frances's didn't because she hadn't collected. And Mrs. Houston was taking hers out of the Ways and Means Committee because there was a surplus from the fashion show. And she... Uh-huh. Hold on, Dorothy. She does, dear.
What?
Dorothy does.
Dorothy does what?
She remembers seeing me write out the check. She said I was sitting at that little walnut table in the main office in the women's club.
No, it doesn't matter where you were sitting. The point is...
Yeah, wait a minute. There, Dorothy's talking. I can't hear either one of you. Yes, Dorothy. Uh-huh. Oh, well, yes, just hold on a second now. Hold on, Dorothy. Dear.
Yes?
What day in May did you have that gold crown put on your back tooth?
What?
Dorothy said it all happened the day that you went to the dentist and had that crown put on. I told her about, you know. What date was that?
I don't know what date it was. I love the way your friends seem to remember the most intimate details about my bridge work, but they don't remember paying $25 florist bills.
We do remember paying it. We were trying to pinpoint it down to what day Dorothy remembers seeing me write the check.
That is not the point. The fact that you wrote the check doesn't mean the bill was paid. Did you mail it?
Didn't we mail it, Dorothy? What?
You still have no canceled check, so obviously the florist didn't get the check or he would not have sent you a bill.
Oh, that's right. Yes. All right, Dorothy. Yeah. Okay. Oh, hold on. Yeah. She's going to look.
She's going to look where?
In her white summer purse. What's the matter with you? Well, it was after Easter, dear. She'd have had her summer purse, naturally. Why are you just flinging up your hand? Now just be patient a moment and we'll soon know.
The point is, and I have said 1,000 times before...
Now, darling, why are you going on about it? Now, just calm down. Just relax. Dorothy found the check. She never mailed it, but she will now. And she'll put a little note on for the florist so he understands.
So he understands. Oh.
Now, you go on back to looking over the rest of the bills, and let me get the him and Betsy's dress fixed here.
Now, look, honey, in the future, pretty please.
I know. Got out my check stub. I was mean to, you know. But it's such a nuisance, and I think, well, I'll do it later. I'll do it later, you know. And then I forget later.
Then you forget,
you know,
yes.
Sure.
I know. But why not make it one of your New Year's resolutions next January? Make it retroactive, huh?
All right, dear. I'll remember it. Do you understand about the florist bill now?
No, I don't, darling, but it really doesn't matter as long as he gets paid.
What don't you understand?
None of it, but especially the fact that if you wrote the check, why didn't you mail it?
Because I didn't have a car, and Dorothy did, and she was going right past the post office. She said she'd take it. You took the car that day to go to the dentist because mine was being repaired, and you just dropped me at the woman's club.
You know, it is inconceivable. It is absolutely inconceivable that somehow even this could turn out to be my fault.
Oh, honey. Now, you know what I mean.
Yes, darling, I know what you mean. Bye-bye.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was Original Old Radio Broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.